The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So just sit in a way that's comfortable for you. Feel free to stretch out and relax so that you'll be comfortable sitting for about 30 minutes. And whenever you feel ready, do your best to settle into a relatively still, relatively upright, and relatively comfortable sitting posture. And for some people, as a help, as a support to settling, take 3 to 5 very slow, deep breaths in and out, where you're slowly filling and slowly emptying the lungs a few times. And just use the deep breathing to become more present with the experience of the body sitting. Take your time. So maybe one more time, we have all the time in the world to slowly fill the lungs, and all the time in the world to slowly empty the lungs in a relaxed way. And then eventually allowing the breathing process to continue on its own, taking a few moments open to the experience of hearing, being mindful of the experience of hearing can remind the mind how to be receptive, open and receptive. So as the mind opens to hearing, notice how effortless it is to be aware of hearing. We don't need to figure anything out. We don't need to label the different sounds that are being heard. We're noticing that the effort required is simply to remember that hearing is being known. It's a very specific effort to remember. Hearing is like this. Hearing is being known. Really getting a sense of the sustaining of present moment awareness using hearing as the meditation object. And if you can recognize the power in the continuity of present moment awareness, the strength or the power of the mind increases very quickly when there's even a little continuity of present moment awareness. And even though we've been tuning in to the experience of hearing, notice that all the other aspects of the present moment, sensations, any visual experience, thoughts, they're also all right here in the present moment, not in some other location. Mindfulness is always inclusive. So we take that same receptive, open quality now as we let the sensations of the whole body be the meditation anchor for a while. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is, while feeling the sensations of the breath going out, sensitive, open to the whole body just as it is. Being intimate, being aware of the sensations in the body without needing to judge or fix or get rid of or hold on to. Just let these sensations unfold as they do. And you can allow the breathing to be natural, whatever that's like. The body knows how to breathe. So even though we have this anchor for our meditation practice, breathing in, sensitive, open to the whole body just as it is, while breathing out, feeling the sensations of breathing out, opening, allowing the sensations of the whole body to be the way they are. So we have this anchor, but from time to time, of course, other strong or predominant experiences will arise, what we might call a distraction. So just acknowledge that. So breathing in, noticing what the mind is doing, or noticing what the mind is knowing. Oh, planning mind. Just the mind planning. It's like this. It's just these thoughts being known, or just this feeling being felt. Well, can this be okay that it's like this now? Because as we know, distractions are simply something that arises and then eventually passes away. Something that arises and often has a feeling tone associated with it. But that feeling tone, even if it's really unpleasant, is just something being known. Yeah, it feels like this. So let the predominant, the stronger distractions come and go. Notice them. They can even be the meditation object for a while. But when there's nothing strongly predominant, then coming back to the basic anchor. Feeling the breath coming in and using that as a cue to feel the sensations in the whole body. And as you feel the breath going out, again, just a simple cue to open, allow the sensations to be the way they are in the body. So instead of being disturbed, if your mind gets distracted because of pain in the body or restlessness or doubt or whatever it might be, take it as an opportunity to learn how to begin again. So much of the development and practice comes from being willing to begin again and from getting good at beginning again, starting over. And finding that very simple, very trustworthy value, right? The mind, the heart that values the continuity of present moment awareness. Valuing the continuity of present moment awareness. No matter what experience is coming and going, this willingness is to acknowledge this is being known, it's like this now. Can this be okay that this is being known? doing your best to continue to sit comfortably. We'll transition now for the last 7 minutes or so and do a simple version of the loving kindness practice. Now, the beginning of this reflection on loving kindness is to connect right here and now with this emotion, this very simple, trustworthy emotion of love, for lack of a better word. Or you could call it the basic goodness here in our heart, quality of goodwill. And we find this often by simply remembering that I care about my life. I do care about this life right here. I care about this life enough to be close, care enough to be willing to feel what's ever here now to feel. And just appreciating this good heart, this goodwill, this kindness, the mind, the heart that's willing to connect, willing to feel, and willing to wish well for this life. May this heart be safe and protected. May the deepest wisdom protect and guide this life. May this heart be happy, and may I live this life with ease. So as best you can, just feeling the heart center, whatever that feels like. Don't second guess it. And as you feel the heart, the sense of this life right here, you can repeat what I say out loud a few more times. I do care about this life. And you can do it silently in your mind. I do care about this life. May this life, may this heart be safe in all ways. And may the deepest wisdom and love protect me. May the heart be happy, peaceful. And may I live this life with ease. You might even notice now just that simple reflection. It's as if there's an internal smile, a serene, radiant goodwill here. It has an expansive quality, like a warm smile in the heart. I do care about this life. May this heart be safe in all ways. May the deepest wisdom and love protect me always. May this heart be happy and peaceful. May this body be at ease. May I live with ease through all its twists and turns. I do care about this life, this sensitive heart here, tender heart. I care enough to be close, care enough to wish, may this heart be safe. May wisdom and love protect me always. May this heart be happy and peaceful. And may I take care of this life, this body, all the twists and turns with ease. We'll take the last minute or two, and as best you can, just resting, tuning in to this goodness here, this quality of goodwill, right here at the center of things, like a warm, radiant smile. And if you can, notice the expansive, the radiant quality of this good heart, kindness, or whatever you want to call it, love. May this goodness continue and increase and never end. Sensing the expansive quality of this love. May this good heart continue and increase and never end. So there's a sense of the love going out, including all of our loved ones, even the people in the room, whether we know them or not, even all beings without any exceptions. May the goodness of love, kindness, patience, fearlessness, may all this goodness go out and increase and never end. And for the last few seconds, just resting in the good wish, simple, radiant wish of love, of well-being, happiness in all directions. May all beings be at ease.